Welcome back to Farm Talk and News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Hey, it's time again for a weekly visit with our friends from Nutrien Loveland. This time we're going to bring in Brandon Breckheimer, who's actually a soils agronomist up in the Pembina, kind of that Cavalier area. And Brandon, so far this spring and summer, how has your year been?
It's been an interesting year so far, Eric. We started off with some moisture when we went in for planting, and it's been really dry until about the last couple weeks when we're really starting to experience some moisture in the up and down the valley where we've been so dry. So it's been an interesting year, but it looks like a lot of these row crops are starting to recover.
Yeah, and then you had monsoon season in Pembina County just a few days ago. So are people recovering from the deluge of rain in some of the areas, especially around St. Thomas?
Yeah, no kidding. What a going from one extreme to the next. There's going to be some crop loss in some of those areas, but we're recovering, and some of the crop that didn't get the 5-6 up all the way up to 9 inches of rain are actually perking up pretty nice.
Well, let's talk about plant health right now. I know we're going to get into some of the products, but just as an agronomist and what you're seeing out there, how is the health of the plant, and is there any disease or weeds that you're seeing?
So plant health, we had some stress in a lot of the crops from the drought stress. With some of this rain, we're starting to see a lot of them come back to some plant health. We're also starting to see some disease pressure is going to continue to uptick as we start to see moisture, some heavy dews in the morning, and some humidity in the air. And so one thing to look at coming up here in the valley is we're going to have to start looking at Cercospora sprays on the sugar beet acre. Last year, I know that Crystal did some research with Dr. Wyatt of the USDA, testing beet leaves that showed no symptoms of Cercospora for the DNA of the Cercospora, because it can take 5 to 21 days after infection before you actually start to see the spots.
Okay.
And by July 7th, they were seeing 100% of the 100% of the agriculturists up and down the valley had at least seen some of their samples with some Cercospora DNA. Something to start to take a look at up and down the valley is these Cercospora sprays.
Definitely have to be walking the fields or just be preventative from the get-go.
So, yeah, I would say that fungicides are preventative, and they don't do a lot of curative on the Cercospora or in general. You'd rather start early and stay on top of it as we're starting to get into some high disease pressure.
We do want to talk about some of the fungicide sprays, especially for sugar beets, a couple of products that you guys have been working with here quite extensively, NutriSync, and I know you've got an additive with that as well.
Absolutely. So NutriSync Complete is a product as we're going out with these fungicide sprays. It's got a complete blend of 10-4-6 on your NPK with a full complement of micronutrients, zinc, manganese, copper, iron, boron, cobalt, and molybdenum. So when you got plants that are going to be growing as fast as what these sugar beets and any crop where you're putting some fungicide applications on this late season, it's a great tank mix partner to go along with just to have yourself a balanced complement of these essential nutrients.
Okay. Where does Terramar come into play?
So Terramar is a great product to put also with this NutriSync Complete. They're both great in combination. So the Terramar new product that Loveland came out with, that it combines a couple of the technologies that that Loveland has put together. So there's a marine-based technology that is actually biologically extracted kelp that really helps these plants efficiently go through their physiological processes and really helps these sugar beets to utilize their sugar production. So when we did some trialing last fall, we were seeing significant increases, anywhere from 3/10 to half a point of sugar increase in these sugar beets when we put it on at 2 quarts per acre with these fungicide sprays. And, you know, at the end of the day, that's pretty significant.
As far as using the product, easy to use?
Absolutely. Both of these products have great mixability, great solubility. So some of these fungicides can be thicker products, kind of hard to tank mix with on certain products, but I have not seen any issues with either one of these. Should have no problem with mixability.
Okay. Let's talk about availability for our region here. Is it pretty much available around our region, the Red River Valley?
Absolutely. So if you talk to your local Nutrien Ag Solutions rep, there should be great availability of both of these products to get out on the farm.
Now, as far as the timing goes for these products with NutriSync, is this something that we're just coming into that zone? Is it something we already should have been doing or waiting a little bit? Where are we at as far as that goes? Or maybe it depends on when you got in your field, too.
So both of these products have a really wide application window. We can go early, and I like to put them on with whenever we're going across the field. So if we're at herbicide timing, these products mix great with herbicide, but they also mix great with fungicide, and you really can see a nice bump late season when we're crossing these sugar beets and they're starting to put sugar down to the roots, or soybean corn applications if we're going out at these reproductive stages. That's when a lot of these plants are using a lot of these nutrients and need to be running as efficient as possible to add to the yield.
Okay. Is there anything we missed as far as these products go that we should let folks know about, or do we pretty much cover it all?
I think we did a pretty good job. The only thing I would say to remember when we're out with these fungicide sprays is coverage is key. So I'd like to stay at 15 plus gallons of water per acre and make sure you're putting in a good non-ionic surfactant to make sure that you're retaining these fungicides on the leaf and getting as good a coverage as possible. So Liberate is a great product for that. That's the surfactant that I recommend the most to make sure you're getting the best canopy penetration and the best retention.
Is there a website or somewhere that folks can go and check out a little bit more information about these products?
Absolutely. LovelandProducts.com is where you can go to find more information on all that Loveland has to offer, and specifically the NutriSync lineup and the Terramar.
Well, we got about a minute left. Brandon, I want to go back to just the agronomist side for you and the plant health and what you're seeing around the Cavalier area. Are we kind of ahead of schedule for this time of year? Are we kind of equal, or are we behind as far as the plants go? Maybe we can just talk sugar beets if you want.
So it's kind of all over the board. We had another year where we got planted a little bit late, and then we were behind on a lot of stuff just because of the drought. But the sugar beets are looking fantastic with this new water. They're coming along nicely, and they'll be closing the row in probably about countywide here within the next week if they haven't already. So that's about, we're pushing right along back to where we need to be throughout the season.
Brandon, as far as getting back to Loveland and Nutrien, if somebody has not worked with those products before, but they want to talk to somebody direct, do they just find their local dealer or representative?
Absolutely. Talk to your local Nutrien Ag Solutions representative. We're located in Cavalier, Grafton, Grand Forks, and Wahpeton, Mapleton. We're located throughout the state, up and down the valley. Should be easy to find us.
Very good. Brandon Breckheimer, again, thank you so much for your time. Hopefully we can continue to get rain on a timely basis and not go several weeks without it, and we can finish up this growing season without too many problems.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more with you. Thank you, Eric.